This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on 105.3 The Fan, Cowboys rookie wide receiver number 88, C.D. Lamb. C.D., good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Right on. You ready to get this thing started next weekend?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It is the first one. I'm excited.
So have things gone for you as planned during camp? Or is it faster? Is it slower? What can you tell us compared to expectations when you started practicing up there at the Ford Center?
I expected everything to be upbeat, you know what I'm saying? The speed, the strength, understanding a lot of different things. But getting into it, getting acclimated with the offense, talking to the quarterbacks, getting better understandings from the older guys, kind of simple things down for me and kind of slow it down a little bit. But that was before the game, so when the game get here, we're gonna go with what we got.
Now, CD, we're sounding real presumptuous here. Cut down day is this weekend. Are you anticipating making the 53?
I hope I'm good enough.
What's been the biggest challenge? You know, people, rookie wide receivers, a lot of times it's up and down, and you can't really jump right in, but we're kind of anticipating that for you it's not going to be that hard. What's been the biggest challenge so far as a pro?
Just kind of trying to manage myself as a pro, you know what I'm saying? Being a rookie from college, granted you had a lot of people in your corner letting you know, like, hey, stay on this, stay on that. But at the end of the day, you're in the NFL, you're a grown man. You kind of got to take matters upon yourself. And that's what I did in trying to understand this program of offense that Kellen Moore has going. And just kind of trying to get, you know what I'm saying, make myself as comfortable as I possibly can during camp. And then in the game, I could just play.
The first workout video that I saw of yours, I feel like you were in a house that maybe you just either bought or rented and there was nothing in it. Have you gotten yourself a couch or anything?
Oh yeah, I got the place filled up now. that was like first day. I actually just got it that morning and I went and visited and then I saw how big the backyard was and I was like, man, I might as well just, you know, welcome myself at home.
CD, being a rookie, and you walk into that huddle now out on the practice field, and all you got all those veteran guys, you got all pro guys kind of standing around you and stuff. Have you ever walked up? Have you walked up to Dak yet and told him, "Hey, man, you got to put the ball on me right here"? You kind of speaking up in the huddle a little bit, or you kind of being a guy, just kind of a low key guy, letting things kind of come to you?
I'll talk to Dak about what I'm seeing in coverage, depending on how the guys playing me, et cetera, et cetera. But other than that, nah, man, I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, I'm listening, taking it all in, and going to execute.
Who's the most difficult cornerback to get open against on the Cowboys for you?
I see pretty much all of them just rotating in the slot, but it's been a lot of me and Jordan Lewis and a lot of D. Worley.
How much of your time are you spending in the slot?
A lot. It can go, you know what I'm saying? I could play in or out. So wherever the guys need me, that's where I'm at. But as of right now, you know what I'm saying, we're working a slot.
Are you comfortable yet, CD, giving us the real story on how you ended up with 88? Jerry, the other day, his quote made it sound like he just kind of said, hey, he's going to wear 88.
I mean, if that's what he told y'all, that's the answer we got, you know what I'm saying? I got the jersey number, and there's no need, you know what I'm saying, to get really too much into that. But whatever he says, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, CD, you were in a situation, you know, in college football last year where, in your whole, really your whole career, where you guys didn't have preseason games and stuff to get ready for. You just kind of practiced, rolled out there. Has that situation with what you're going through right now, not having any preseason work, is that something you're kind of drawn from a little bit that, you know, hey, I'll be ready. All I need is a little practice. I'm going to go out there and perform at my best.
Yeah, that's definitely. It's like a regular schedule for me, especially coming from college. You go have your fall camp, and then maybe a week that you have off before your first game. And I think that's where that OU is at right now. And as for us, that's where we are. And just by us having no preseason game, it's kind of been the same approach for me. You know what I'm saying? It's just going in with an attack mindset, understanding what's going on and what's at stake, and that we don't really have four more extra weeks, if you will, of games for me to just prepare. I got to come out day one, game one, ready to go, and my laces tied tight. So just staying on my P's and Q's, understanding what's at stake, keeping the main thing, and like I said, man, going out there and execute.
It's CeeDee Lamb with you here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. What do you like about playing with Dak Prescott so far?
I'm enjoying it, man. He's been here for quite some time, and he's seen a lot of great talent. And his knowledge on the field is impeccable. And just going in there and knowing I can ask him anything he had to answer for me, that builds my confidence as a rookie receiver or just as a receiver in general.
Who's the best quarterback you played with at Oklahoma, and who's second and who's third?
Ooh, that's a great question. I don't I played for the Cowboys, so we're going to just stick it at that.
Well, what do you think about the new one that was announced yesterday officially, Spencer Rattler? Is he going to make Sooners fans happy?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I've practiced with him for a year and a half, if you will, maybe two. But just going in there with him, seeing what he's brought to the table last year, just experiencing his growth as a quarterback and understanding just the game and the speed. And I'm very excited for what he's to bring this year. And just going off what I saw last year, is definitely a lot to be excited for.
You guys have talked about the idea of 3,000-yard receivers. I'm right. Starting to get selfish here. Why are you guys forgetting Jarwin? How about four?
We not getting Blake is definitely included, you know what I'm saying? But as far as in the room, Blake is not really in the room with us. We definitely look for him. If it's up to us, we all expect to have 1,000 yards. But obviously, you know what I'm saying, whatever happens, happens. Like I said, I can't really call the future, but that's our goal right now. And I'm definitely leaning towards Blake, you know what I'm saying, getting a quiet amount. I wouldn't be surprised at what number he gets.
I mean, obviously, this will be your first year as a pro, so it's not like you have a bunch of rosters to compare it to. But just over the course of what you guys have done on the practice field, do you just kind of look around and notice, man, there's a lot of talent here, and this team should be pretty good?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's me every practice. I look in the defensive end and see how guys are flowing around, and it looks great. And just being out there with, man, a countless amount of great guys on offense, and just going in and competing every day with them guys on defense and offense, obviously on offense. Like I said, it's a bar for me and an expectation for myself to stay within their play style and their play speed and match their energy. So, like I said, with me being a young guy, it's probably the best position I could be in, just as far as just me in general.
What are you looking forward to your most your first pro game? What are you most excited about?
Obviously scoring, definitely. But coming out with my first victory in the NFL, that's definitely the ultimate goal, and that's what I'm looking towards.
What are your thoughts on returning punts, CeeDee? You good there?
Oh, yeah. I love punt return, so I'm looking forward to that opportunity, and I can't wait for it.
Do you like the new Madden?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, final question. ESPN has released their top 100 players list for 2020, and CeeDee, I'm sorry to say you're not on there yet, but maybe it's understandable you haven't played in the NFL yet. Will you be on next year's?
Most definitely.
Love it. Good answer. Appreciate you being good to us here at The Fan and joining us once again. We wish you nothing but the best of luck this year, and give those Rams hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Salute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.